Soundings presents an unabridged recording of The Lost Daughter, written by R.P.G. Colley and read by Sophie Roberts. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. A baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. Carl Sandburg, 1878 to 1967. Part 1. Chapter 1, September 2001. And so the moment is almost upon us. The moment I've been dreading for weeks, months, perhaps even the last 20 years. I look across the round table at my daughter, my baby, now all grown up and on the threshold of adulthood, talking excitedly about the halls of residence, about the other students she's already met. "The halls have even got a cleaner who comes in twice a week," says Tessa, between mouthfuls of noodles. It's all a bit odd, a bit surreal even. Sitting here, in this huge restaurant in Leeds, next to Barry, my ex-husband, in this chain restaurant that seems to serve nothing but noodles, every variation you can think of, trying to remain civil for the sake of our daughter. A television installed high on the wall in the corner of the restaurant is showing a football match. I can see Barry trying his best to ignore it, while craning his neck when he thinks I'm not looking. I sip my wine, a large glass of red. I sensed Barry's disapproval as I ordered it, but boy, I need it.
"So, when do your lecture start?" asks Barry.
I must have told him this already half a dozen times, but I hold my tongue. Tessa tells him in unnecessary detail the comings and goings of her first-year timetable. Barry cocks his head to one side, listening, trying his best to show he's interested. Tessa tries to eat and talk at the same time, everything so quickly, as if she is fighting against a deadline, while I pick at my food. She's a girl in a hurry, and why shouldn't she be? Her future beckons. I notice her glance to her right at a table full of boys, good-looking young chaps, all of them, but even a beauty such as my daughter can't divert them from their interest in the football. On our other side sit an elderly couple, silently hunched up over their bowls, concentrating. The elderly couple aside, I think Barry and I must be the oldest people here. This is a
sample complete. Ready to continue?